podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
So I did take 2 weeks off. Thank you, boss man, for letting me do that. Yes. And Jimmy had booked us a trip to Fiji and said, yep, we're doing it. This is going to be fun for both of us. Right? Great. Anyway, one of the things that we forget because we have to go on school holidays on our trips, okay?
Yeah, you can only go away on school
We can
holidays.
Only go away on
Can't
school holidays.
Can't tell you why.
Can't tell you why.
Yeah.
But that's the only reason we have to go at that specific time.
And whatever you're thinking it is, it's not it.
We like to go at the most popular time.
Expensive time.
Expensive. Just kids everywhere. Mm. It's great.
Yeah.
One of the things I need you to know is that if you are booking a trip and you're going to Tullamarine, if you're going to Melbourne Airport, and you think, that's okay, we'll just get parking there. Okay, those days have long gone.
What do you mean, like you'll just roll up and be able to drive into the long-term car park without booking it?
So I haven't been on a holiday for the longest time, like to a destination somewhere. And back maybe even 10 years ago, I would say you could just kind of the day before look and just lock in. Oh, yeah, we'll just park at the airport and whatever. Your face right now is so shocked.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah,
Weeks out. Like when I booked the trip, I booked the parking.
Yeah, no one told me that. So anyway, it's a couple. It's like the day before, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, our flight was, we had to get to the airport at like 5 a.m., right? Which meant we had to leave Ocean Grove at like 3.
How many nights were you away for?
Seven nights.
Cool.
Right?
It's a short trip.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay, now that's fine. We'll just look at parking. So there's the value car park at Melbourne Airport, north side, and then there's one at west side or something. Okay. Both of those completely booked out.
Of course. Okay. School holidays, mate.
Then there are the affiliates that are like, hey, we've got parking. We're not part of the airport.
Third party
I've parking.
I've done a lot of that over the journey.
Okay. Yep. Fully booked out.
Of course, it's both
of them fully booked out. Right. Yeah. It got to the stage where I was considering the valet parking service.
Yes.
Because
how much
I was
that?
Like
$480.
Well, there was one that you could park near the international terminal, and it was like $300. And I said to Jimmy, "You know what? Let's just do it, and it's done, and we don't have to inconvenience anyone or whatever. It's fine." So we made the decision. I thought that's $300. I'm going to be so angry about. Never going to see again. Whatever. Went to book it. No, that's fully booked.
Sold out.
I was wild. Right? By this stage, we were like, "What are we going to do?" Jimmy's dad. Bless him, is like, guess what? I'm going to take you to the airport. And I'm like, no, 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 mate. No, no, no. You're not doing that. And he's like, I love doing things like this. Mm. He was taking care, him and his mum were taking care of Wombi the whole time.
Yeah, Brandy's had Wombi.
I'm just like, no, you can't do everything. He's like, I'm getting up at 3 a.m. and I'm driving you to the airport.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got a better idea.
Yeah.
And do you know what we booked?
What did you book?
Do you know what I went on for the first time?
Oh.
The Gull Bus. I am no longer a Gull Bus virgin.
Yeah, you just rocked a
virgin?
City.
Virgin?
Virgin. You just rocked like a City of Angels, like on the side of the building pose.
I went on and I said, the bus was at like, I want to say 4 a.m. or something. I can't remember now. And I went there and I'm like, I'm here for the Gull Bus experience.
On
and
MacKillop?
The guy's
did
like, yeah,
the,
name.
Was it, did you go to
MacKillop?
Yeah.
Because
it picks you up at a bunch of places.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It picks you up at MacKillop, picks you up at Geelong Railway Station.
Yeah, Cariah Village.
Yeah, and Cariah Village.
Yeah.
Amazing, right? What a service.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was on the Gull Bus, it's like, I can't wait to tell Tom that I've been on the Gull Bus.
Yeah.
So I caught it there, and we caught it back as well.
Nice. It's fun coming back, isn't it? Because you barely just want to get home.
It's so fun coming back. It really is. Yeah. Especially when, bless the guy, so some people had got on pre us, and he said, just chuck your bags in the first because they've got little areas under the bus. Obviously, you can chuck your bags and stuff. Mm. And he said, yeah, just push those bags forward or whatever. I'm like, yep, I'm on it. Anyway, so I jumped under the bus and we're pushing other people's bags all the way back. Yeah. And then I put my suitcase in and I come out and Jimmy's just standing there. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, the guy said to push the bags. He's like, you don't need to get under the bus and like push the bags. And I'm like, this is my first time. But you know what? Yeah. Now I can say it's all good.
Yeah.
Catch the gull. It's amazing.
Glad to go on a holiday again. Never ever.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
You missed out on a lot of stuff, mate.
You have. You certainly have. You've been off air and sort of...
offline.
A hermit for a solid 2 weeks.
I needed it. The brain was cooked. I just couldn't engage with world news anymore.
Do you know what I tell people sometimes? I tell people about that time not that long ago, it was like a month ago. You said to me, you go, do you ever like sit at home and worry about El Nino? and the heating up and the like what might happen and stuff. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And then you're like, must be nice to be in your brain.
It must be so nice.
And so that's a little sort of insight. But I've told people that 3 times, I reckon, at least.
Do they love it?
Yeah. I'm like, she is so weird.
Do they not care about El Nino?
Oh, they care. They're just not worried about it.
Oh, all right.
Do you want to know what's happened while you're away or not? Here we go.
No, I do.
All right. So Telstra fell over.
Yes, what the hell?
That was bad.
So no one could make calls, was that right? Receive calls, no. Internet, nothing?
I assumed their internet was down as well. I don't have Telstra internet because I'm not an idiot. But I assumed that the whole Telstra thing went down. My phone's with Telstra, and so I just couldn't do anything. And it took a couple of days to iron out the wrinkles. Like, I was still getting late messages or people... Even when things were back online, people couldn't call me. I had to restart my phone. Like, there was a fair bit of...
A bit of haggling
going on. But the big thing was that because Telstra fell over, V-Line fell over as well.
Why?
Well, V-Line sees anyone fall over and they're like, oh, us too. It's like soccer. It's like a World Cup thing. It's like, oh, well, if they're having a day off, we better stop the trains. No. Yeah. Shout out to our V-Line friends.
Yeah. Free V-Line today and tomorrow.
Yes, as a result.
Yeah.
So I went, it was, I think, Wednesday and Thursday last week. There was no trains. I think I got back online Thursday afternoon. Might have even been Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But so Thursday afternoon, I went with the cousins and the girls to Sea Life in Melbourne, which is a great idea until we needed to get home from Melbourne. At 4:35, we left Melbourne and we got to Lara, just before 7 p.m. 5 kids in the car, what? 2 hours and 14 minutes to drive home. What? It took us an hour and 20 minutes to get from Todd Road to Laverton.
Because of Telstra?
Yeah, because of V-Line, everybody drove to work that day.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so that happened. So be glad you missed that.
Okay, yeah. And a whole bunch of 000 people as well, I imagine, couldn't get through.
Yeah, lots of calls missed, although they were reporting during it that it was still working. Nobody died, so that's the
main
thing.
Okay, good. Right? Good.
Second thing happened was Taylor Swift got married.
Oh, okay. The one thing I did see was the image outside of, I'm guessing it was Madison Square Garden, where it said just married, but just was T&T married. And I'm like... This is just cringe to me.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, though. Maybe I've misread. Well, maybe it's fun because it's cringe. I don't know.
So the NDAs or whatever that everyone signed, they've been pretty airtight because not a heap has come out. Her auntie spoke a little bit. So apparently their vows went for like 20, 25 minutes each.
Oh, you're kidding me. How indulgent.
Apparently it was a buffet, so basically a Cameron Ling wedding. At least there was a bit of food, whereas at Lingy's wedding, which was a cocktail one, nobody could sit down and nobody got any food.
Yeah, we always famously say that.
We haven't seen her dress yet, but it was a Dior jam, I do believe.
Yeah.
And... So you were tiered as a guest. You were like on how close you were to the couple. So the lowest tier of guests, your Cara Delevingne's and that, had to be there 3 hours beforehand, had to put your phone in a basket when you got there.
What are you going to do?
So sit there and talk to people, I guess, for 3 hours. There's no bar, by the way. No bar pre. So
you're lying.
They might have got a glass of sparkles as they walked in, but they had to tide you over for 3 hours.
Oh,
but if you're like super tight with them, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds didn't go at all.
Yes, yeah. I did actually hear about that. That's massive.
And what was the other thing I was going to tell you about that happened?
Oh, you kept saying to me that you really wanted to tell me about the Strait of Hormuz.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was such...
Strait of Hormuz closed again on the weekend. Well, Donald Trump says it's open, but everyone's shooting at everyone again over there, which sucks.
Not good. But not good.
Look, I don't want to create panic or anything, but the last time this happened, we started having to do the petrol price updates.
Oh, so. The fuel price roundup.
Just quickly, a little whip around too. There's big announcements for gigs and tours and stuff. Yep. So Boyz II Men are coming to Geelong.
If you're a fan of It's Always Sunny, this is a whole episode dedicated to this.
I had this album when I was a kid, like in the early 90s. Incredible. Coolie High Harmony. So good. Anyway,
that's awesome.
They're bringing salt and pepper.
Hey. Can I get a scoop?
Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me want to shoot. Yeah,
so
it's going to be cool.
Gonna be
it's going to
awesome.
Be really cool.
Nice.
Belle Biv DeVoe coming as well. Benson Boone World Tour. I don't know if we knew about that, but it's happening.
He'll be flipping and flopping all over the place.
Yeah, he will be, you know, with his little sparkly jumpsuit and stuff. Got to get me one of those. So he's coming to Melbourne and tickets go on sale next week for that.
Nice.
So, pre-sale on the way. Boyz II Men tickets go on sale this week. And big news is they're not playing Good Things. They're doing their own headline tour a week later.
Yeah. Tell me they're playing this whole album.
Jimmy, we're playing Bleed American, yeah. It's the 25th anniversary.
There
so instead of
go.
Doing Good Things Music Festival, they're going to come and do a 25th anniversary of Bleed American album.
Nice.
So.
When did 25 years become something that you celebrate?
Mate, everybody needs money. Everybody needs money, that's what it is.
Like, so it's, yeah. Will you come out again for the 30th year?
They will, yes.
Okay.
Because everybody needs money.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
All right, I've seen something that's just so cute.
Mm.
And I want to tell you, because I know that you're a lover of cute stories.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Wimbledon has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the tennis world, we've all been watching, you know. I mean, there's other sports that are going on at the same time. But tennis, huge. If you love sports played on grass, it's a big year for you. And the women's singles was won by Nuskova and the men's Sinner, right? Great. But there is a player called Beatriz Hadid Maia who's Brazilian.
Yeah.
And look, she lost in the first round, but she has been in the top 10 in the world, top 10 before.
Yeah, never heard of her.
And she is a Brazilian professional player, like I said, the first Brazilian woman to enter the top 10 in singles in the Open era.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Very cool,
good
right?
On her. Yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah. So she actually posted on the weekend some exciting news.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that she is going to marry her childhood sweetheart. Okay,
yeah.
So she got proposed to, she said yes, a bunch of photos of her holding the ring, him together, and photos of them throughout their lifetime because they've actually been friends since they were like 10 years old.
Did they use the like love all sort of...
Love conquers all.
Love 15. Love 30.
Oh, juice.
Yeah.
Yes,
that sort of.
Not my understanding.
Seems like a missed opportunity.
It really does, right? But this man, his name is Alex Dowd.
Mm.
Could be Dowd. Anyway, I'm just going to. Alex.
D-O-W-D?
D-A-O-U-D.
Oh, yep, okay.
Right? Anyway, Alex. He presented his wife to be with a Tiffany & Co. diamond ring.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Whoa.
You have to go up a couple levels in the store to get to that section.
Show off, mate.
Do you know what I mean? How good.
Making the rest of
that
us look
blue,
bad.
That Tiffany's blue, right? Accompanied by a copy of something that he had written August 7th, 2006.
Yeah.
Right? It was part of a time capsule
that
he wrote. Now, have you done a time capsule before?
Yeah.
Okay, I did at Werribee Primary School.
Yeah, so I did it in my kindergarten in Glenelg.
Yeah, so has anyone dug it up? I would love to know.
Yeah, they did dig it up and they called me or they sent me some photos.
Stop
of it.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been called.
No, I think they emailed me some photos of like my drawings and stuff that were in there.
Man, I would love to know what I wrote in there. I think that's so cool because when you're doing a time capsule at the time, you're like, oh, whatever. Mm. But then you dig it up and something amazing like this is in there. So he had a letter penned to his future self. And he said that his favourite things of the time were fighting taekwondo.
Yeah, cool.
Which is a bit of a mouthful for me to say, sorry. Playing soccer, right? And he added that he wanted to be a neurosurgeon when he grew up. He is.
Oh, okay.
Right? The capsule finished with the entry, my dreams are I want to help people and I want to marry Bea.
Oh.
And that's her nickname. Beatrice Haddad, yeah. Maya. Her nickname is Bea. Mm. He wrote that when he was 10 years old.
Mm, that's beautiful.
And put that with the ring. Isn't that the sweetest thing you've ever heard of?
Weird that he and I had the same lifelong dream of marrying Bea too. So weird.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
All right, so in the Addy today, they're their new figures in regards to school injuries, which is great on the first day back to school for a lot of people.
You're going to be fine, can I just say?
You're going to be fine.
Everyone's going to be fine.
Everyone's going to be fine.
You're going to be okay.
35,000 visits to hospital emergency departments by Victorian primary aged children during a 3-year period. Which to me sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
But the most common injuries, your fractures, your dislocations, your sprains, your strains, recreational activities involve, you know, soccer and AFL and basketball as the main sports. But when it comes to playground equipment, monkey bars get 60%, almost 60% of the mishaps are accounted for by monkey bars.
25, just over 25% playground equipment, so generic playground equipment.
Mm.
And then it's way down to like the next one, which is the slide.
Yeah.
And the flying fox. Flying fox will get you because it'll hit hard at the end. You think,
bang!
Yeah, and you're, boom, whoa, God.
Yeah,
flying.
Yeah, we've all been there. Schoolyard injuries. Do you remember yours?
Mm.
We'd love to hear about it. Let's go to Tony from Cario. Tony, good morning.
How are we?
Good, mate.
Great, mate.
Did you hurt yourself in the schoolyard?
Oh, yes, going back many, many, many moons ago.
What did you do?
Playing Kiss Chasey.
Well, I don't know if you can play that anymore.
I think that's gone.
No more
Kiss Chasey.
And, Batman was the big theme back then. So, had my shirt just tied off the top button around my neck to have my cape.
Oh, yeah.
And I was running around and jumped up onto the fort and girls chucked me. I ran up there and I've gone, ha-ha, sucked you in, I'm jumping off. And as I went to jump off, she's grabbed my cape.
Oh.
Just knocked me off balance a little bit as I've fallen on my arm and broken my arm.
No, Batman!
Oh, holy smokes, Robin. Well, tell me her name was Robin. That would have been beautiful. No, all right. So, yeah, straight to hospital then. And do you have a cast?
Yes, for a while, yep.
Let's be real. If you came home with a cast, you were kind of excited.
And had like people sign it.
Yeah, that was the dream, wasn't it, Tone?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, all the girls are there signing it. It's like sweet as. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Ah, I see.
Had
played
that work
the long
out for
game.
You there, Tony. Yeah. I did a fall too. I had a fall when I was in prep at Our Lady of Grace in Glenelg over in Adelaide.
Yeah.
I climbed this big chain sort of contraption, like a climbing.
Oh, yeah, like, they used to just chain. Have chains. Yeah, like, yeah, climb
yeah,
this, yeah.
Yeah, and I fell like face first, like Wile E. Coyote with my arms and legs spread out and hit the tambuck and winded myself. I remember rolling over and be like,
oh,
so bad.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Let's welcome this beautiful man.
K-Rock. The Jump with Brad Johnson. For Prestige, Jayco Geelong. Your local Jayco dealer. Open 7 days.
Hey, I'm back with my mate, Jono.
Loggie is in the house.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yes, really good.
Good to see you. Good to see you as always as well, Tommy.
Likewise, brother. We had a nice, I know Max Holmes was very happy with how chill everything was last Tuesday. Would you agree that it's super chill when it's just you and I hanging out?
Yeah, it was just nice and easy last week.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I'll leave it up to you guys.
Thank you.
Catch you in half an hour. You would never.
That's normally the way on a Monday anyway,
yeah,
isn't it?
Jono, you know that I'm the light of your life, okay? And this half an hour, I make you laugh like no one else.
Yeah,
you leave me shocked, appalled, and with a belly full of laughs.
Yes.
So shut your mouth.
Okay. So I was told to shut my mouth. So
well, did I say it like that?
You did.
Yes, exactly like that.
I think you said, shut your beautiful mouth.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said.
Mm. Yeah, that's exactly what you said. We can replay it. Because in the song, Tom and I put some work together.
Mm.
So
oh.
This is right back at you. What's a matter to you?
God and no respect. Racist. What do you think you do? Why are you looking so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up for your face. You shut up at your face.
Yeah.
Right.
Lucky there's a screen between us.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have done the accent vlog. That's, talk about being offensive.
Why is such disrespect?
Yeah. You got the note. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
What? All right. Let's just move on. All right.
Football.
Moving on.
Football.
Jezza, Cameron, can we start off with him for a second? Because this injury is, well, the Cats went down a lot of injuries. Tanner Bruin, obviously.
Jack Henry.
And Jezza, the image of his collarbone sticking out of his shoulder is foul. Mm. It is up on our Insta stories at the moment. I just showed it to you this morning.
Yeah, he'll have a lump for life now. They're serious injuries. They're very painful injuries. So
have you ever done your collarbone?
Yeah.
No, I never did collarbone. Did AC joint. So I think they're saying that Jezza's might be his AC joint. I played the next week, so.
Well, we're not
but
all
you're,
as tough as
yeah,
you.
You're hard. I broke my collarbone because someone asked me if I'm happy, and I know I clapped my hands, but I was on one of those swings where you hold on, and so I clapped and I fell.
I did it as a child too, and you're an adult. Okay, sorry. I rolled off a couch, but I was three, so.
You're right. You never get rid of the bump.
No, the bump's there for
life. Yeah, the bump's there.
Have you got any audio? Because there is some audio of Jezza.
Yes, this is thanks to Channel 9 News. Bit of classic. Classic Jezza action as he spoke exclusively to them on his way back.
Yeah, okay, just give me a second. So, here we go.
Any results back yet? Are you sort of in doubt the rest of the year, hey?
Yeah, probably tough to get up for a, 5 or 6 day break with two cooked arms, but we'll see how we go. I haven't ruled anything out yet.
Yeah,
I love Jezza.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to be doorstopped, that is the best way to handle it, right? He has nailed it. Channel 9 get their grab that they're after.
Yeah.
Jezza's had been Jezza, which is perfect. Didn't shy away. Didn't walk away saying nothing. Angry with life, which most players are in this particular point because their season could be over.
Yeah.
But I think the way that he has handled that is sensational.
And the thing is, he did say two cooked arms. So this is not the same side that he injured in the grand final.
No, that's right. So he's still got that issue going on with his right arm, I think it is. And now he's done the AC with the left. So yeah, he's in a bit of strife. Jezza. So I think that's the most important thing. The Cats are battling a little bit. You know, they've only won 1 out of 6 and they're starting to, you know, they've got some games that are winnable in the run home, but ultimately, is their season done? Well, it's on an edge as we speak right now. And no, Jezza Cameron obviously hurts that a lot. So you sort of go, okay, well, do you just get him right now for next year? He's really been battling. Is he?
Yeah.
You know, I think he needs to get his body right, Jezza. And get that arm right, in particular, the AC will heal and he'll be fine with that. But the other injury that he is dealing with has been around was the end of last year and has been around all season.
Bothered him. So you think they'll go in and do both wings, essentially? Yeah,
well, possibly.
You couldn't do both at the same time.
What's he going to do?
One of the funniest things
I've
ever seen.
You don't do both at the same time.
One of my old teammates had both his shoulders done at the one time.
Oh,
at the
that's
end of the
shocking.
Season. And he was in like a double brace, so he couldn't do anything. The poor guy. And he'd be walking around. He'd have to go through doorways sideways because his arms were up like wings.
Yeah.
And they had the big pole between the bicep and the rib cage on both sides.
Down the lats.
He couldn't do anything, right? So he had to be fed. And it was a
disaster. It's the toilet situation that you don't think of until you get home.
That's
you're like,
right.
hammer.
Right. Yeah. Who's got a bidet? Yeah. Oh, we'll go to Jono's house. Perfect. I'm staying at your house, Jono. Town. Bidet Central.
That's it. Get on the heated seat. Hey. Whatever you like.
Yeah, that's that Jono personally heats the seat for you. It's not an electric thing. We're doing the Jut with Brad Johnson for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days. Yeah.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie say thanks.
Debates with Damien Hardwick. A lot of people dream about that. Some people live it. What happened on the weekend?
Yeah, well, another interaction with a crowd member at Adelaide.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
I'm so back.
First day back, you get one.
That's it. One. For the rest of the year, it's a write-off.
I should just wrap the show here.
And you forgot to press record.
Wow.
Yeah. No. No one will ever know. No one will ever know she did it.
So good. That's right. Anyway. Damien Hardwick did get in another debate with a crowd member. We have seen this before with Chris Scott, of course, at the Adelaide Oval, and the way the coaches exit the coaches box, walk through the crowd as they go to the ground, and some fans in the Adelaide Oval think they've got a right just to maybe chirp away a little bit. Because isn't their sides going pretty well?
Yeah. You'd be mad not to.
Right, of course.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I understand. Why not? We would.
The issue here, so last night there was, I met at Fox, the Adelaide Oval CEO was in the building because they look after us at Gather Round. So he came over, had a look around Fox and we got to
shake my hand, I shake your hand. Yeah, situation. Right. Let's all go to a winery.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hey.
In the Barossa. Yeah. Next
helicopter, yes. Oh, look, it's Slingy.
So, different network. Don't worry about it.
Yes, yeah.
So, but what I did ask him this question, are you going to look at building another coach's box somewhere? What are the options here? He goes, the coaches have actually got another option. It just takes them probably 2 extra minutes to get to the boundary line. They can go out the back, down, into a change room and pop up out of a race. And
But
it does take a little bit of time. I'm like, okay, well, I was thinking about the coaches' boxes at the MCG. They have to go down a lift, out the back, through the car park, and pop out at the
swing past Richmond Station.
Yeah, exactly. So it actually takes a bit of extra time at the MCG, for example, to do it. So everyone's talking about this is no good. Well, it's not. You shouldn't be in that position anyway. And maybe he walked past 3 or 4 times before that, and in the end, he just had enough, which is fair enough as well. But ultimately, they do have another option at Adelaide Oval that no one is talking about.
Yeah, okay. So if he doesn't want to have that happen with fans, he should be going.
They can go.
Yeah. 2 minutes is a long time if it's like during game time.
But in saying that, they would be able to block things off. They would be able to lock the lift so it's just straight down. Or if it's stairs, they could get the stairs all blocked off if the coaches wanted to start to go that way at Adelaide Oval.
But you'd be streaming Fox footy.
To say there's no other option, though, is wrong. There is another option at Adelaide Oval for the coaches to exit the coaches' box and not really have to interact with anybody.
Good, Jono. You exposed the big story.
Oh, that's it.
Exclusive.
Look,
deep dive.
Yeah, that is an exclusive here today.
Yeah.
First one in 18 years.
All right, we're going to do best and fairest.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
3, 2, 1, because you have the sports vest that is the Xena Sports Vest Protection vest. And
see, she is
not as smooth. You tried to be. You slowed it down and you, but you're just in the end, ummed and ahed a little
bit back,
in there.
We're back to regular programming. I threw you because I had my button switched wrong. That's okay. That was my fault.
Let me tell you, though, the players who get the votes this week are probably my 3 favourite catters.
Okay.
Well, hang on. The Xena Sports Vest. Find it online or at Rebel Sports.
Yes. Yeah. No, I appreciate the pump up every week. It's really cool.
The 3-2. What, your favourite? Now, this is like children, like saying you're their favourite children.
Yes. So. One now enters the building every week. And he got 1 vote.
Oh,
yeah, Maxi! Do you know what? It has changed. When I see Max on television, I'm like, friend. Not that he feels that way about me.
No, he doesn't.
But I'm always like,
but you're
get off him.
That. Yeah. You're building to
leave him alone. Leave
him
alone.
I'm like, stop touching him. Get off.
He doesn't like it. I know. I try and hug him every week.
So Ollie Dempsey gets the 2
this week. Ole, ole.
Yes, what a little superstar he is. And Shawnee Manor. He's back to his best. He's been quiet for a
You've been calling for it for months.
I have.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
He is
kicking
back.
A goal with your pants literally down. That was amazing because I would be thinking, is it both my shorts down or is it just one of them?
Yeah.
Can you feel it in
yes,
the moment?
Well, of course you can feel it.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I thought maybe he was like, I might be cheek out, but I'm just going for
I'm
it
going
anyway.
I'm going for it anyway.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. We've all been there, though. And
what?
We've all had moments where you're like, I could be cheeks out right now, but I'm going for it.
Shorty Manor gets the three. And that is the perfect way to finish, Tommy.
What does the leaderboard look like?
The leaderboard looks like, which I think we're about to shut the leaderboard
it.
Down.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting image of Tom.
Yeah. All right. Holly Dempsey's leading on 15, Manor and Holmes on 12.
Hey.
All right, Jono, nice. Always a pleasure, mate. Lovely to catch up with you.
Fun.
And we will see you next week.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.